Many Ukrainians jumped into the icy cold waters of the Dnipro River yesterday. It's become a tradition for some members of the Orthodox Church of Ukraine to mark Epiphany. And for many, it's about starting the year afresh with a clear mind. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny went out to see the custom for herself.
Along the bank of the river, groups of friends huddle in their bathing suits and towels, deciding who will go first. About a half dozen men in their 20s race into the water. It's a tradition loosely tied to the holiday that celebrates the baptism of Jesus Christ. The Orthodox Church of Ukraine has long said there is no religious reason to be in winter water, but it's tradition.
What is the thought that goes through your head right before you get in?
Faster.
Faster. Faster. Faster.
Faster. Just do it faster.
Faster. Faster. Don't scream.
Nikolai Pastuchenko has been plunging for many years. This year, he says, the dip is a needed distraction, especially now and here. A Russian missile decimated an apartment building last Saturday, killing more than 40 civilians. He says it doesn't really feel like a holiday this year. It doesn't feel festive. Then he wades in waist deep, does the sign of the cross over his bare chest, and then he dunks. Once, twice, three times. Yulia Zhezhkina is bundled up on the shore, watching her husband Vitaly plunge. It's cold just watching, she says. In years when the river is totally frozen, people cut holes shaped like the cross and jump through them. This year is warmer than in the past. The river isn't frozen, but there are floating chunks of ice, which prompts the question, what are all these people getting out of this? Stanislav Bozhenov explains he gets a sense of clarity when he plunges. It's like freedom, he says. Something he relishes since he's on break from fighting on the front line. Yes, he says. It does feel like small daggers all over your body. It's hard to describe, he says. You just have to do it yourself.
Ready.
So, I do.
It is very, very cold. All right, Alyssa Nadworny in the Dnipro River. Whew!